It is Friday, January 10th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Mitch McConnell reportedly tells Republicans that he expects Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate to begin early next week. Meanwhile, House Democrats pressure Nancy Pelosi to bring the most comprehensive rewrite of U.S. labor law in decades to a House floor vote. And lastly, California's new governor unveils a plan to create the state's own generic prescription drug label.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday told Republican senators that he expects Speaker Nancy Pelosi to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate as soon as today, setting up an impeachment trial that begins early next week. Politico reports that McConnell does not have inside intelligence. However, his remarks are serving as a key scheduling advice for senators. Most Republicans are now preparing for the impeachment trial to start Monday or Tuesday of next week. Pelosi on Thursday told reporters that she would transmit the article soon, but wouldn't provide a timeline. Politico notes the Senate Republicans are currently planning a resolution to change the Senate rules and dismiss Trump's impeachment if the articles aren't transmitted by Pelosi soon. 76 Democratic members of the House, led by freshmen serving in swing districts, sent a letter on Thursday to Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic leadership, urging them to bring a popular and comprehensive labor reform bill to the floor for a vote. The Protecting the Right to Organize Act, or the PRO Act, as it's commonly referred to, passed the House Labor Committee on September 25th, but progressives and union leaders were frustrated that it wasn't brought to the floor for a full vote before the holiday break. The Intercept reports that since the House passed the USMCA trade agreement in December, Democrats representing vulnerable red-leaning districts have been facing intense pressure to move the PRO Act legislation through. PRO Act would represent the most comprehensive rewrite of U.S. labor law in decades. It would eliminate right-to-work laws, impose new penalties on employers who retaliate against union organizing, crack down on worker misclassification, and establish new rules that employers cannot delay negotiating collective bargaining contracts.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order on Monday that could dramatically reshape the way prescription drugs are paid for and acquired in the most populous U.S. state. In his executive order, Newsom directed state officials to set up what he said would ultimately be the nation's largest single purchaser system for prescription drugs. The order directed California's massive Medicaid system to negotiate prescription drug prices for all of its 13 million recipients, changing their benefits from a managed care or HMO approach to one that allows the state to handle all the purchases. The state would then create a list of drugs to be purchased in bulk or targeted for price negotiations. Reuters reports that Newsom has hired numerous healthcare advocates as aides and is expected to focus heavily on initiatives related to public health and healthcare as his administration moves forward. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted 224 to 194 on Thursday in favor of a War Powers Resolution Act directing President Trump to halt the use of military force against Iran unless he obtains direct approval from Congress. The measure is largely symbolic, but comes after lawmakers in both parties expressed great dissatisfaction with their briefing in regards to the assassination of General Qasem Soleimani. New York State Democrats on Thursday passed legislation that would automatically register people to vote when they interact with certain state government agencies. The bill would create a system of automatic voter registration when a person submits an application to the Department of Health or the Department of Motor Vehicles. Kansas's Democratic governor and top Republican lawmaker on Thursday outlined a new proposal for expanding the state's Medicaid program to cover as many as 150,000 additional people. The New York Bar Association on Thursday urged Congress to launch a formal investigation into Attorney General William Barr, alleging recent statements and actions by the country's top law enforcement official show he is a right-wing partisan, quote, willing to use the levers of government to empower certain groups over others. The letter represents the first time the New York City Bar Association, or any comparable bar association, has called for an investigation into a sitting attorney general. Lastly, a Justice Department inquiry launched more than 2 years ago to appease conservatives drooling for more investigations of Hillary Clinton, of course, including the president, has effectively ended with no results. Current and former law enforcement officials who conducted the inquiry tell the Washington Post that they never expected the effort to actually produce much of anything. But her emails.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today live at a special time, 11 a.m. or later, wherever your podcasts are found.